Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Howth.
Hello, my name is Stephen Slattery. I'm an English teacher at St. Fintan's High School in Sutton, in Dublin. One of the areas that may come up on exams or in essays on Hamlet would be the issue of loyalty and betrayal. It would be important in addressing this category not to merely start in the first scene of the play and give examples of loyalty and betrayal, ending up in Act 5, Scene 2. It would be important to categorise areas in which loyalty and betrayal occur, which will focus your attention in perhaps a paragraph or a group of paragraphs and avoid the dreaded summary. There are a number of different areas in which loyalty and betrayal occur in the play. These would include the political arena, human relationships between men and women, spying or subterfuge, and loyalty and betrayal under the heading of friendship. Politically, first of all, the play deals with much intrigue on a domestic and international level. In the opening scene, we are informed of tension that exists between Norway and Denmark. Claudius tries to address this issue to rein in the nephew of the king, Fortinbras, who is operating with a crew of mercenaries without his king and uncle's knowledge, basically betraying his uncle and monarch's wishes. Claudius needs to have Fortinbras contained out of fear of him invading Denmark. However, later in the play, the passing over of power from Hamlet to Fortinbras, when he names him as the heir, shows Hamlet's loyalty to the original pact made between old Hamlet and old Fortinbras, that their lands would revert back to the defeated ruler's heirs. The distracted multitude, as they are called in the play, are loyal to Hamlet, according to Claudius, yet then they turn in Hamlet's absence and choose Laertes to take the throne. This shows a degree of political manoeuvring and fickleness, but would contrast with Fortinbras's loyal legions, who are willing to walk to their graves for a patch of land we are told is worth nothing. Claudius's murder of King Hamlet is central from a political point of view. It is the key betrayal in the play. And in this betrayal, he not only betrays his brother, his ruler, but as far as a Shakespearean audience would have been concerned, is betraying God. The observation of Marcellus that something is rotten in the state of Denmark is Claudius. The villain of the piece is Claudius, who has polluted, destroyed, eroded the body politic of Denmark, the royal family, as well as murdering the king. Another area in which loyalty and betrayal occurs would be regarding issues of love and sexuality. The Hamlet-Ophelia relationship is quite ambiguous. Polonius tells his daughter not to slander any moment's leisure with Hamlet, and her obedience in this regard shows loyalty to her father, but also perhaps betrays her own heart and Hamlet in doing so. The betrayal of Hamlet is countered by him telling her in the nunnery scene that he did not love her, that he never gave her aught. Ophelia's response that she was the more deceived shows that she perhaps feels betrayed by him. There is also the suggestion that Hamlet is aware they are being watched in this scene when he asks, "Where is your father?" And his "get thee to a nunnery" insult plays on the notion of Ophelia having betrayed him, having allowed herself be used as bait. These would be some points you could consider in addressing areas of loyalty and betrayal in the play. These are not exhaustive, but categorising loyalty and betrayal in this way will prevent you writing a summary when it comes to essays or exams, which is always what needs to be avoided at Honours Leaving Cert English.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.